Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Monday morning to you. For those of you who are only tuning in right now, yes, I have returned from my beach vacation in one piece. Even though my dog and I got charged by a deer, I was 20 yards away from a bald eagle. I climbed a lighthouse. I didn't fall off. It was a really cool vacation, and I just said to the guys, actually neither Isaac nor Tom are here for this show, but I just said to Ben and Brian on the other side of the glass, this is odd. My physical body is revolting. Why am I not sleeping? Why am I so hungry? I'm trying to get back into the groove of hosting the show, but it's good to be back. Thank you for all of your tweets, and we've talked about sports, but a lot of you have also sent me tweets about missing me last week and about the pictures that I posted, and you're still guessing about where I took my mysterious vacation. I've given you a lot of clues, but I still say the best one is this was the same island where Tom Hanks and his family stayed when he was filming Forrest Gump in the area. It's one of the island's claims to fame. Now, I'd never heard of the island until about 4 months ago, so that's not what took me took me there to vacation, but it was an awesome vacation, exactly what I needed, being unplugged and disconnected. And other than sending a few pictures to family and a couple of friends and a few phone calls, I was away. It was away and unavailable for sports emotions. But now I'm back and trying to get in the swing of things. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I did put up a video both on Twitter and Facebook to try to help you figure out where I was. Our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And over the course of last week, I did tweet a few pictures. I'll do a few more this hour. And I just put up a montage of pictures, my favorite pictures, on our Facebook page. You can check those out. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Same as always. They didn't change it when I was away. And we're still inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I didn't miss this while I was on vacation. The overreaction to everything that happens in sports. I am not at all surprised. I hope that you are not at all surprised to find out that, yes, in fact, Steph Curry can still play basketball. What? You mean he hasn't all of a sudden fallen off the face of the earth? He hasn't all of a sudden forgotten how to shoot? He doesn't have the yips? All of a sudden, he's not a huge liability? I mean, feels like it happens every year. And I know it comes with the territory when you are a superstar, when you are a household name. Right? The criticism, it's a little bit like a quarterback in the NFL. You get far too much of the credit when your team does well, and you also get far too much of the blame, and the finger gets pointed at you when your team doesn't. For better or for worse, it's the plight of an NFL quarterback, or really any quarterback, and it's the plight of a superstar in the NBA because of the nature of basketball. Because of the way that one player can have such a huge impact, right? Because there's only 10 guys on the court at any one given time, legally. And because he's Steph Curry. He's a worldwide household name. And so everything that he does gets scrutinized, analyzed, criticized, ripped apart, talked about, up one side and down the other. But come on, you didn't really buy into something's wrong with Steph. Please tell me you didn't fall for it. You didn't buy into, oh my God, the MVP, he can't shoot anymore. He sucks. You didn't buy it. Did you say that? Let me guess. You were also one of the Jared Goff is a bust people. That was you too, right? Come on, don't overreact to everything. So now all is right with the world, correct? Because both Steph and Curry Curry were trending on Twitter after Game 3 between the Warriors and the Rockets.
Curry, his choice of screens, uses Klay Thompson, gets Harden guarding him. Harden trying to reach in. Curry, step back, quick release. Three ball, Curry! Curry waiting. Off a screen, deep three straight on. Got another one!
Boy, when he gets on a roll, he's unconscious.
107-78.
Like it has been for so much of the year for the Golden State Warriors, the third quarter was their big catalyst. And in this case, yes, in fact, Steph Curry was unconscious. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. He finishes up with 35 points, so his first 30-point game of this playoffs. Remember, he missed the entire first series plus the first game of their second series against the Pelicans. So he didn't even join them and didn't start game two against New Orleans, right? And so this is his first 30-point game of this postseason, but he has 35, as you hear with Tim Roy and Jim Barnett on the Warriors Radio Network, 18 of those in the third quarter. Whereas he was, I think, one of seven in the first half from downtown. He couldn't miss in that third quarter. He was 7 for 7 from the field in the third. And he was active everywhere else, right? So he got a couple of layups to drop, and he was pulling the crossover, and he was doing the step back, and you could tell, not that his confidence had returned or that all of a sudden he could shoot again. No, you could tell that he's closer to being fully in basketball shape again. I feel like the thing that people overlook so often when they're complaining about how Steph sucks is, and I'm being tongue in cheek, is that the guy missed 12 weeks of basketball, 12 weeks, and only played part of one game. That's a huge deal. 12 weeks. We're talking about 3 months of basketball where he couldn't do hardly anything. Now he could shoot, but it's different to just stand there and shoot, or to have someone rebound and toss you a ball right back, than it is to do it in the course of a game. And so, yes, all is right with the world now because Steph Curry has made a bunch of shots, and because the team had a hot third quarter, and because he finally had 35 points, 6 rebounds. He was 5 of 12 from downtown. But I like the fact that none of the rest of the team panicked the way that the sports world was.
Well, he's underrated. Steph is underrated for the toughness factor. But you don't become a two-time MVP just by shooting a bunch of threes. You know, he's got unbelievable stamina and physical toughness, mental toughness. You know, for 4 days, everybody's been talking about him. And what he did tonight didn't surprise any of them.
Don't overthink it, really. I put in so much work and been blessed with this talent to shoot the ball for years. You got to rely on that and not try to get in your feelings or feel like, you know, the world's crashing down on you because you're not making shots. Like, wake up, eat breakfast, lift weights, go out, have practice, get your shots up, and just have confidence in yourself that you can figure it out.
I appreciate the fact that Steph mentions breakfast is a very important meal. And actually right now I'm craving some breakfast. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Think about it in your own context. Do you ever have a bad day at work? Ever? Whatever it is that you do, I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. Well, I can speak for human beings. We're not perfect. We screw up every now and then, even the best of us. I mess up all the time. And there are days when I leave here and I think, do you actually do radio for a living? Seriously? What was that? What was that show? There are times when your job goes horribly wrong. This is Steph's job. It's a game to us. Yes, it's entertainment. Yes, he's a household name. It's his job. He's a pro. Sometimes the shots drop. Sometimes they don't. That's basketball. And yeah, I get it. You're talking about some incredible guards for the Houston Rockets. And he's taken some wide open shots that he's missed. But so has James Harden. And actually, Harden's had that same kind of ebb and flow going on throughout the postseason. Even when he scored a lot of points, he hasn't always shot really well. Chris Paul isn't shooting well right now. I mean, a lot of it's matchups. A lot of it's ebbs and flows of a game. and it's just basketball. You can't control if the shots drop. What you can control is what Steve Kerr talks about there, your mental toughness, what Steph talks about, putting the work in, treating it like it's your job, and you got to be a pro. But yes, we also like when the threes fall, and now all is right with the basketball world again because Steph hasn't forgotten how to hit a three. So that's part of what happened in game number three. It wasn't the only thing. In fact, it wasn't even the most important piece of game number three. We have seen this with the Warriors over and over this year. We've heard Steve Kerr talk about it over and over and over. When they care about the defense, when they pay attention, when they're aggressive, when they focus, again, when they care, when they have the want to and the desire to be good on the defensive end, they win. Now, will they always win by 41? That's kind of gross, actually. What happened to buzzer beaters? Can a girl get a good, honest buzzer beater or a game that matters in the fourth quarter? I mean, maybe I'm the only one that is weirded out by this or that is bothered by this, but it feels a little bit like last year when we had the two teams in the NBA Finals that a lot of people were hoping for, the Cavs and the Warriors, but what we didn't have were close games. So many of them were blowouts, and people were complaining about the foregone conclusion and yada, yada, yada. So here we are in the conference finals, and in the East, we've had these margins of victory, 25 points, 13, and 30 points. 2-1 lead in that series as well for Boston. And then in the West, 13 was the close game in the opener. 22, the Rockets win by in the second game. And 41? Are you kidding me? 41! This is the postseason. It's never happened before to either the Warriors or the Rockets. Golden State had never beaten a team by 41 in the playoffs before, and the Rockets had never lost by that much in the postseason before. And the home court has a lot to do with it, too. This is the longest playoff home winning streak in NBA history. So a bunch of, did you miss it? Nerd alerts from this particular game. But 41 points? That's just gross. Even my mom knew that it was a 41-point margin of defeat for the Rockets. Of course, she's in Houston, so they were talking about it. So Steph Curry is one of our Man Crush Monday candidates, as is Marc-Andre Fleury. Why? Well, because we have a West Coast bias. And because the Golden Knights continue this crazy ride that they were on. So we'll get to that. Justify is in our poll, because even though we couldn't see it in the fog, he did, in fact, maybe he didn't. Could you imagine? Somebody switched the sill to a completely different horse. How would we even know? There could be all kinds of funny business going on.
It was really a 1, not a 7 on the horse.
But I mean, you never know what could happen to that fog. I just felt bad for Larry Kalmus, because if we can't see what's going on, he's watching a monitor from a booth somewhere. He was having a hard time seeing what was happening as well. But yeah, both the first two legs of the Triple Crown have been in mud and rain and dreary conditions. And that seems to suit Justify just fine. Thank you. So he's also in our Man Crush Monday poll, and a bit of a dark horse, maybe, JJ Watt. Why? Well, we will explain. But if you know already, you can take our Man Crush Monday poll on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter. And also got some pictures and a couple of videos up from vacation. Some of you are still guessing about where I spent my vacation. I promise I'll reveal before the end of the show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Kind of a quirk of the schedule and of how they've played, they have closed out all three of their playoff series on the road. So they haven't had a chance to celebrate the closeout with their fans. And here they are again, not only going through the handshake and kind of celebrating the victory, but also receiving the trophy for winning the Western Conference. and touching it. Darren England, who's one of their alternate captains. There's six guys that wear the A. Essentially, it's the veterans on the team that Coach Gerard Gallant and the general manager, George McPhee, have kind of designated to help make decisions and to be responsible for the locker room. They don't have a captain. But Darren England was the one who was selected to go up and receive the trophy. I'm using my air quotations because generally they don't receive it. They just smile at it and stand there and take pictures. But he actually picked up the trophy, skated around with it, and he said the reason is that Marc-Andre Fleury told him it was okay because Sidney Crosby did it, and he won three Stanley Cup finals. So congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights. This is improbable and unlikely and incredible and unprecedented and historic. And here is this franchise team, and I get it, not the same as other franchise teams. They're not all created equal, but still a team in its first year with a bunch of players who never played together. Throw them on the ice and say, go. And it's been a love affair from the start with the franchise and the city, the fans who've packed the arena to above capacity. That certainly helps when you have all of these people behind you who support you loudly every time you're home. And also remember the shooting that happened at the Country Music Festival that was there. And the Vegas Golden Knights, not only did they honor the victims and the first responders, but the city itself hasn't forgotten. The franchise hasn't forgotten. And that's been something that has brought the community together, with this being their only pro team, their only major pro sports team. And you've got guys who have a little extra motivation. But also the professionalism about this team has been very obvious from the beginning. And that stems from the top. Again, with George McPhee, who's been on the show a couple times, with Coach Gallant, who wouldn't allow his guys to use the word playoffs in the locker room. If you said the word playoffs, you got fined earlier in the year. And also with this group of veterans like Marc-Andre Fleury, like James Neal, like England, guys who were left unprotected by their teams. Just that's the word that I keep coming back to with the Golden Knights. Yes, it's their inaugural season, and yes, this is unprecedented. But the professionalism and the way that each of these guys has attacked this opportunity and has said, you know what? This is our job. We're going to go to work. We're going to do our jobs. Don't feel sorry for themselves. Aren't worried about having to pick it up and being left unprotected. Just go to work, do your jobs. And that really seeps down to everybody now. The guys who got drafted in the regular draft, the guys who got traded in, they're all in, which is awesome. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of Coach Gallant, I said he was fining guys. That was the rumor, fining guys earlier in the year if they dared to utter the word playoffs in the locker room. This is a guy who expects great things from his guys, prepares them to execute, right? Treats them like men. You get that a lot when it comes to players, coaches, right? But he understands the business of the NHL and making sure that guys are equipped, that you treat them like you respect them, like you believe in them, like you have confidence in them, and you have expectations. And even though the owner of the Golden Knights said back last summer, oh, you know, we're going to be competitive. You're not necessarily going to win this year. Maybe we'll make the playoffs in 3 years. Then we'll have a good run of a few years together. He didn't have high expectations, but it's clear that Coach Gallant has had very high expectations from the beginning.
We're far from satisfied. We've got a big series to get ready for. We got I don't know how many days off to get ready for that series, but I'm glad we won today. We got some time off to get our players rested, and that's the biggest thing with us. We've had a lot of good breaks in between series, and our team comes back pretty healthy and ready to go. So far, it's worked for us really well, and like I said, it's great to win tonight, and it's great to be the Western Conference Championship, but that's not what we're here for.
That's not why we're here. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, we don't know who the opponent will be, though. What was I just talking about to start the hour? how people overreact to everything. It's one of our rites of passage as sports fans. And so right now, the popular opinion is, oh, the Washington Capitals are collapsing just like they've always done. Well, not quite always, because it's been how long, 20 years since they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals to even get to this point is kind of shattering that glass ceiling. That spot where they've run into to get past the Pittsburgh Penguins. They did win the first two games, obviously, on the road. So, I mean, I'm going to tell you the series isn't over, though I did get some tweets from people saying, oh, it'll be the Golden Knights and the Tampa Bay Lightning, and pointing out how the average daily temperature in both places is above 90 degrees. I haven't actually confirmed that. I'm just telling you what the tweet said. So, I think awesome storylines, but also great for hockey. And some people are calling this the sports story of the year. Others then get really mad about the fact that this isn't your average expansion team. Almost like you'd prefer that the Vegas Golden Knights stunk, that it would be better if they were your average expansion team because you're begrudging them their success. I don't know. We come up with all kinds of dumb reasons to be offended as sports fans. Here's what I can tell you. Only three other franchises in NHL history have ever clinched a Stanley Cup final appearance in their first ever playoffs. All right, so we're not talking about expansion franchises. We're talking about only three times in the history of the NHL has a team making its first playoff appearance ever used that to catapult to then a Stanley Cup final. I just love the name of the Montreal Maroons. The Montreal Maroons in 1926, that was their second season. The Boston Bruins in 1927, that was their third season. Also the Florida Panthers in 1996, that was their third season. So the Vegas Golden Knights have joined that group, but they're the ones doing it in their inaugural season. While we're on the subject of nerd alerts, and then I'll break here. Four straight victories after they dropped the opener to the Jets. And they're only the second expansion team in the four major pro sports, going back to 1960, to ever reach the championship series in their first season. So all kinds of history last night on both the hard court and the ice. All right, so you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, cruising up toward the top of the hour. It's almost weird to be talking about Warriors, Rockets, Golden Knights. That's the normal part. But then to mix in a little Johnny Manziel with the River Cats, the Tiger Cats, whatever. Some vacation talk, and your tweets are kind of reflecting that it's been a hodgepodge here my first night back.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
In front, he's going to try to put away good magic, and they're into the stretch, and Mike Smith goes to the whip on Justify. Kent Fold is closing in with Bravazzo on the outside as the field comes into the final furlong. It is Justify in front, good magic on the outside, Kent Fold, Bravazzo, Justify, he's unstoppable! He won the Preakness! Bravazzo was second, Kent Fold was third, good magic was fourth, and a final time of 1 minute 55 and 4/5 seconds. Not even the fog could stop him.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was hard to see, but it was still pretty exciting. Justify wins the second leg of the Triple Crown. And I'm not kidding. As I watched it, now I watched it on YouTube after the fact, because I was driving a mere 850 miles on Saturday. It's a long day even for me. As I'm watching it, I was laughing because you actually don't have any clue what's happening. If not for Larry Kalmus, who did the call there on NBC, you don't know what's going on. Even when the NBC cameras were trying to zoom in, the most you could see at the foggiest points and the farthest points away from the camera were just the jockey silks. That's it. And so it was interesting TV, to be sure. But in the end, really fantastic finish, and Justify in yet another race, another leg of the Triple Crown that is muddy and rainy and wet, and in this case, extremely thick fog. He ends up pulling it out. His camp was worried because it wasn't his best race. It wasn't a great race for him, except that it's obviously harder, more difficult conditions, but also the fact that he didn't race as a two-year-old, and now here he is competing in his second stakes race in 3 weeks. So that's a new kind of a challenge for him. So we do have a Triple Crown contender, and he's also one of our contenders for Man Crush Monday, of course. So hashtag it MCM on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our show Twitter. We have a poll up, and we've given you Steph Curry, and we've given you Marc-Andre Fleury, and we've given you Justify. And yes, write-in votes are always welcome. I did see a write-in vote for Shohei Ohtani, who helped the Angels kind of right their ship a little bit. JD Martinez was another one that we consider the Red Sox. He's tied his teammate Mookie Betts for most home runs in the American League. There certainly are other ways that you could go with this. You could take a guy from the Eastern Conference playoff series if you wanted, or from Eastern Conference in hockey. But with our fourth, we decided to go a little bit different direction and put J.J. Watt in there as our fourth candidate for Man Crush Monday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. J.J. Watt is paying for the funerals of the victims in the Santa Fe High School shooting that took place on Friday. This guy, I mean, he's, I think, making even more of a name for himself with the way that his generosity and his heart have led him to step out in tragic situations and put his money where his mouth is. I mean, that's the perfect way to say it. This guy has not only contributed time and effort and has become a face of a couple of different causes. You know, that's a hard umbrella to put it under, but you understand what I'm saying. The hurricane and all the money that he raised for the victims of Hurricane Harvey last year. But now here he is again, stepping up and wanting so badly to do something that he opens up his wallet. And you could say that's easy, right? Because he's rich. He's got a lot of money. But what I see is a man who is so compassionate and so generous. He just can't sit still when it comes to something like this. He has to do something. And I appreciate that about J.J. Watt. Especially when here he is, he hasn't played football for a long time. He's trying to get back to the point at which he can be a force in the NFL. And yet he's not afraid to step out and to do something that's way outside his comfort zone. I just appreciate his heart and the fact that he doesn't mind that people know him for who he is and for what he cares about and what matters to him. He's a real human being, just a human being with means, but a human being whose heart hurts like the rest of ours do when something like this happens. So J.J. Watt is also part of our Man Crush Monday, and he definitely got my vote. You can weigh in on Facebook as well. We've got a spot up there with pictures, so not a poll, but we've got some pictures up. And there's videos and pictures from vacation as well on our social media. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio with our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico with a quick way that you can save money. You can switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So the friends that I stopped and saw on Saturday to break up my drive a little bit, they're not huge sports fans. Follow sports every now and then. And my college friend, it's her and her husband and her three kids. She follows me on Twitter, so she sees my stuff about sports. So yeah, they're kind of engaged, but not huge sports fans. So I said to them on Saturday, what did I miss? Right? Like, I'm trying to make a list of all the different things that I missed in sports last week. And I asked the same thing of Ben, who is producing the show tonight, and his list was all sports, right? So I wrote back to Ben, I cannot believe that you did not put Laurel or Yanny on the list. But that's what my friend said to me on Saturday. So one of the first things they did, now I had not seen it. I had no idea what it was because I was completely disconnected last week except to post a couple of pictures. But that was it. And so here we are sitting at the dinner table after we had dinner, and they're playing for me this stupid YouTube video. I'm sorry, I don't use that word a lot, but this is just flat out stupid. Laurel or Yannick? So can we just settle the argument it's Laurel and be done with it? Right, Ben? You didn't put that in your list, but I feel like that was a big story last week, apparently.
It was, but I don't know why. It was undoubtedly Laurel.
Thank you. All right, you can produce the show again. You are allowed.
If I said Yanny, no.
Yeah, I don't get it. That's the thing that's frustrating me is that I can't hear a Yanny. Did you ever hear a Yanny?
Never.
Okay,
I
good.
Tried.
Again, you are allowed to produce
everything.
The show. You close your eyes.
I was trying. I'm like thinking, Yanny. Yeah, I'm trying.
You concentrated by closing your eyes, hoping that you would hear Yanny that way?
Yeah, I thought if you close your eyes, it makes you concentrate harder.
I am ashamed to admit this, but my friend Julie, that's my college friend and her husband, they're playing this at the dinner table, right? And Julie says to me, so one time I heard Yanny, I was in another room, and they were playing the YouTube video in here, and I heard Yanny. So, of course, because I'm a dope, I get up and I walk into the other room in their house, and nope, still Laurel. Brian, what about you? Before you answer, carefully consider this, because you may not be able to work on the show. If you enjoyed your experience working on the show tonight.
I've heard it five times. I've heard Laurel four and Yanny once, so I'll turn my resignation papers in.
What were the conditions under which you heard Yanny?
Honestly, I don't know. It was a different account that posted the video, so I'm thinking, hot take, there's actually accounts that are fooling with us.
Yes!
That are putting saying Yanny, one saying Laurel.
Mm-hmm. Somebody out there is screwing with us. It's not the same tone. It's not the same pitch. Somebody's doing a different video, and it's... Who is the person who did the video? That's the part that I need to know.
One messed up human being.
One human being who's got way too much time on his or her hands. I mean, I had a lot of time last week, but that's not what I was doing with my time. Do we know anything about where the video came from?
I don't. You magically disappeared to some vacation spot. You haven't revealed where yet.
Me?
I don't know.
I didn't understand what was happening.
It wasn't you. Is all we'll say.
I mean, it could have been. Shoot, I should have claimed that, except that's not my voice. So I would have had to have a synthesizer or someone else with me.
Yeah.
It could have been Jack.
Could have been Jack.
I did have a really good time with Jack on vacation. If you haven't seen a picture of Jack, it's up on my Twitter from earlier in the week, but it's also on our Facebook page. Yep, Jack is not just handsome. He's tall and he loves the water. We had a lot in common. Maybe it was Jack. Okay, no, honestly, I've blown that. I should have claimed it. Damn it. That's what I should have done. I should have been like, that was me. But who actually did it, though? Do we know anything about the person who did it? No.
I don't want to know.
You don't?
I mean, that person's so sinister. You're looking to divide America. Yeah.
Over something that dumb.
Same person that posted the blue and white dress or gold
dress.
Shoot,
I don't remember what it was. It was black.
It was blue.
Or blue?
Black.
Blue, it was
blue and blue. Black. White.
I mean,
and
some
blue.
People are colorblind.
That wasn't fair.
That wasn't fair. Okay, so anyway, I'm sorry I missed that debate. You can at me if you want. I also completely forgot about the royal wedding. I had seen that there, you know, I watched a bunch of movies, you know, sappy kind of chick flick movies at night on vacation. I completely had forgotten about the royal wedding, even though I saw some commercials for it. So no, I did not get up and watch the royal wedding, but I noticed, and this is, again, with my friends. So my friends are trying to tell me what I've missed during the week. And the first thing they said was Laurel or Yanny. That was the video they showed me. Then they said, oh, it was a phenomenon. People were getting up early, wearing their old wedding dresses, and watching the royal wedding. So she goes on Facebook. Is it just me? Am I just not a girly enough girl? I know, obviously, I haven't been married before, so I don't have a wedding dress just sitting around. And I didn't take it on vacation with me if I did. Anyway, so she actually goes on Facebook and finds pictures of people who've taken selfies of themselves in their wedding dresses watching the royal wedding.
Psychotic.
Psychotic and sinister. You guys have got some good words going on this morning. I'm impressed with your vocabulary. I'm going to assume that neither one of you pulled out any type of formal wear to watch the royal wedding. Ben, you were here, right?
I was here.
Did watch it, though. Admit it.
I did. What else was I going to put on the TV? We got two TVs. It's normally infomercials at 4 in the morning on the weekend.
For the Thigh Master?
Yeah, exactly.
I used to work those hours. Brian, did you? I don't know your schedule. Did you get up and watch
that? I was working the board, actually, and I was watching it here, and we were debating the top sports couples that have been.
Oh, my gosh. That's cute. Okay, I'll allow it.
I came up with Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
Except they were illegitimate.
Married for 7 months, 8 months.
Okay, fine. All right, so those are the two things that I didn't discuss a whole lot on the show. Instead, I told you about my encounter with a bald eagle. So if you missed that story, it's part of the podcast. Pretty amazing. No, I did not have my phone. So no, there's not a picture. It wouldn't have been the same. I feel like that wouldn't have happened if I had approached the bald eagle on the sandbar, just me and this amazing animal, and I had my phone out. Probably he wouldn't have waited until I was only 20 yards away to move. So yeah, I don't think that would have happened. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't have my phone for that. Also, my dog getting charged by a deer, that's never happened before either. So there were some fun things that took place on vacation. And for those of you who guessed Fripp, not Trip, Fripp Island, you are correct. I'm going to assume that Google helped you a little bit because I had never heard of Fripp Island, South Carolina. It is off the coast at Port Royal Sound, Beaufort, South Carolina, which has an amazing history going back to pre-Civil War. In fact, there was one farm that I drove by every day when I left the island, that said established 1568. And I mentioned this earlier, I'll just quick mention it again. Because General Sherman and the Union Navy took over this port for their own during the Civil War, they confiscated this port and took it over. All the Southerners kind of left. They just picked up and left their plantations and their farms and their homes because the Union Navy was moving in. And they left their slaves behind in many cases. So the Beaufort area is one of the first places in the U.S. to have thousands and thousands of emancipated slaves. They were able to buy property that was vacated by all of these landowners at auction. And then they established an amazing school called the Penn Center, which is the first in the United States for emancipated slaves. So thousands of them were educated right there around the Civil War. Anyway, so the history of it is pretty awesome. General Sherman didn't burn it down like he did so many other places because his own troops were there. And so I was there and loved the history, was all about that, and also really enjoyed just being in a place where there was no Wi-Fi. I would highly recommend it. Fripp Island, South Carolina. It's a wildlife habitat. If you love animals and you don't mind being charged by a deer every now and then, encountering a bald eagle on a sandbar. So there's pictures up and some videos up as well on Twitter and Facebook, A-Law Radio, and then we'll get back to, I'll try to get back into my routine, and I'll be back with you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.